Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Five Black Philly chefs who started a hunger relief program for underserved communities during the pandemic are now opening a food hall in Chester to help fund their efforts.
Chester is like a cousin of Philly, so bringing our Philly mission here will help us expand upon what we were doing in Philadelphia in our fight against food insecurity.
And it's no accident that their grand opening takes place on the first Saturday of Black History Month.
We are a team of Black chefs opening during Black History Month in a very Black and brown town. So for me, it's getting the community involved and doing what we love to do for people that need a little bit of love.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 801 Sproul Street in Chester, Pennsylvania. I'm at Everybody Eats at Vittles with most of the Everybody Eats crew, which is Stephanie Willis, Aziza Young, Malika Lee, Kurt Evans, and Gregory Hedden is in New York. He moved there. So let's recap, everybody, on what your mission is. Stephanie.
So our mission is basically to make sure that everybody eats. We formed this nonprofit in the summer of 2020 in the middle of a pandemic and a time of social unrest in our city of Philadelphia to kind of make sure that everybody eats. We pull up in underserved neighborhoods, providing more than just groceries. We provide a vibe. We're giving you chef-prepared meals. We're bringing a lot of love and a lot of service to make sure that everybody eats. So in order to help us fund our activations, we open up this food hall in Chester to make sure that we can have the funds necessary to do what we need to do.
So you've really expanded into not just going out to the community members who need it, but anybody who's hungry, anybody who wants to go to a restaurant, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we open up this food hall, not just for people that need it, but people that want it, that want to help support us. A lot of people have tried to support us from afar, and now they can come to one centralized location, come and meet some of the chefs, come get an awesome meal and support our cause.
Yeah. Just get a good lunch.
Absolutely.
All right. Aziza, describe this food hall.
So the food hall is a pretty big size food hall. We have five different types of foods, five different concepts. So we have Everybody Eats Tacos, Everybody Eats Pizza and Burgers, Everybody Eats Soul Food, Everybody Eats Sandwiches, and we have The Perfect Catch, which is all seafood. That's Steph's baby.
You just come out and just choose. It's like a cafeteria or like a hall. You just choose whatever you want?
Exactly. You got it right, Hadass. It's a cafeteria. You pick whatever you want. We like everything everything that's here as far as Everybody Eats, the tacos, the pizzas. These are all things that we like. These are all things that we know everyone else will like. So, yeah.
So if you're in Chester, basically the idea is you want to support your mission, you just come and have lunch.
Exactly. You just come and have lunch. Come and have what you have at any other spot. But, well, not really, because it's our menu. So you're really
so better.
Kidding. Yeah. Yeah, not to say that it's better, but it is going to be better. So, you know, plus, you have five chefs incorporating this menu, you know, creating this menu. So you're going to be surprised. And everyone that has supported us and people that haven't, they've come to at least one of our pop-ups, one of these chefs' pop-ups. So we wanted to put our heart and our soul into into Vittles, into Everybody Eats. So that's what we're doing.
So Malik, what was this place? What is, I mean, we know what it is now, but what was it and how did it come to be?
Well, it started as the food hall in the pandemic. Well, it started before the pandemic. Once the pandemic started, it closed down. And we had the opportunity to come here and, you know, just re-innovate it. So we kind of put our spin on it as far as the food, just adding our twist. Each chef has a different style. So we all bring our style together in the menu. Yeah, so we also trying to, as Stephanie mentioned, bring a vibe. So the food court is family friendly. So, you know, you can bring your family, kids, can hang out. We have a truck you can take pictures of. That's a stage as well, where in the future we'll hopefully have entertainment such as bands here, some kind of shows. Also, we have a like a cool phone booth also that's also picture friendly, and it's also a charging booth where you know can charge all your devices when you're here hanging out. And we just try to bring a vibe. All our pop-ups we've done, it was always a party. We had DJ, we had food, we had entertainment. It was always a fun time. So that's where we're trying to bring here to Chester, to Vittles.
Malik, describe the renovations.
So when we came here, we just was like, you know, it kind of wasn't our style. So we just added, as far as for the sofa, Everybody Eats Soul Food, we painted the full wall. Kind of gave us our style just to go off our logo, the black, white. And we threw a splash of red in there. That's Stephanie's favorite color. But yeah, we just try to bring an updated vibe. Even when you see the wall, you come in, you be like, wow, it's like the first thing you see when you come in here. And it just like, we just, it sets the tone before you even get the food. So people come in here and be like, oh, it's nice. I love the wall. I love the just the truck as well.
Retro modern.
You know, just try to keep the talks around so everybody can, like, you know, go spread the word. You know, just be like, hey, Vittles, it's a cool spot. We hang there. And once they had the food is even better. So just trying to bring the most people we can.
Was it always called Vittles, or was that a name that you came up with?
It was always called Vittles. We just added Everybody Eats in front of it.
All right, Kurt, so how are you going to use the proceeds to help the mission?
The proceeds will go to helping us continue our mission to help end food insecurity in neighborhoods in Philadelphia and Chester. By us coming to Chester, opening this food court, it helps us support local community members with food insecurity and also working with local high school dropouts with job opportunities in the neighborhood. Chester is like a cousin of Philly, so bringing our Philly mission here will help us expand upon what we were doing in Philadelphia and our fight against food insecurity.
Now, before I started recording, Stephanie was mentioning that you have a partnership now with one of the local high schools. Are you working on it?
Yes, we're working on a partnership with CCAP at Chester High School, where we're going to be mentoring local high school students, giving them culinary education. And right now, we're just at a point where February the 5th, we'll be opening our doors. Saturday, February the 5th, we'll be opening our doors and welcoming the community in to get some good food and, you know, have a good time.
I know some of you went to the high school. Stephanie, what was that like?
It was a really great experience. You know, Chester is definitely a community in need, and these kids have been waiting to get in the kitchen, and they were really excited to see me. They knew that I was on MasterChef. They had a lot of questions. I made my shrimp and grits, which they loved, and they're definitely excited for us to be in their neighborhood. So you'll definitely see them floating through the halls of Vittles.
And you were also there, Aziza?
I was. We had a fun time. I did coconut herb chicken. I showed the kids how to make a coconut herb chicken, and they had never had it before. So when they tried it, they was just like, oh, this is so good. And they was like, we didn't think it was going to taste like this. I'm like, yeah, and it had like beans and everything. So it was fun. And it's just fun, you know, working with young mini chefs, or young cooks. I call them mini chefs, you know. So, but it's fun working with them, and it's fun showing them different shortcuts to things and different techniques, different ways and styles of cooking. So I'm excited to be working with them.
How important is a place like this, and how is it tied into like the health and well-being of a community, the health of kids and learning how to cook?
Growing up, we went to the food courts all the time in the malls, you know, in the shopping areas. You had your food court at your school, your cafeteria at your school. I know at our school, we have four different lines with four different options of food that we can choose from. So for kids to be able to come here and for us to be able to be in Chester and share our recipes, our style of cooking, may it be healthy. Actually, all of it will be healthy, even the burgers, you know what I mean? May it be healthy. It's great for the kids that are up here, that are in culinary school, that aren't in culinary school, just to get a feel, just to get a vibe of what we bring to the table, what we bring up here to Chester.
Also, to jump in on that, we also want to give cultural relevant food to people. Sometimes when you have programs, the food isn't culturally relevant to the people that are receiving the meal. So with us coming here, doing that, what everybody eats, we're providing culturally relevant meals that people grew up eating, they're familiar with the food, and we're also putting a healthier twist on them.
So they recognize it.
Yes.
Right. And also by like bringing jobs to the community and hiring the kids, we're also teaching them ways of cooking, because Chester is a pretty tough town where it's a lot of school dropouts. Even during the pandemic, they weren't in school. So we actually are given an opportunity to help kids learn how to cook for themselves, because most kids don't have the opportunity. Even in the high school, I know their culinary program is shut down. So just to bring them the jobs and, you know, teach them, and they get paid at the same time and go home with a different skill, something we're trying to bring to the area.
And it seems like also this is a hangout spot. Like, this is a community gathering place.
Absolutely. We have a truck that we refurbished into a stage. So we definitely want to get in some comedians, some gospel singers, DJs. We definitely want to make this a safe space for not only kids, but people in the community. Chester definitely needs it.
It sounds like that is a draw for young people.
Absolutely. I would definitely hang out here.
And so when you say that you're going to teach kids how to cook, is that by hiring them or by going into the schools with the programs, or both?
A little bit of both, for sure. Like I said, Aziza and I both have done cooking demos at Chester High School. We plan on getting some kids in here to learn from us as well and make it. We're literally a block away, so it's a safe place for them to come in the morning, get their credits. Prayerfully, everything works out the way it should be, or we can go there and help them there. So we're definitely all about community activation.
What's been the most challenging part about getting this place up and running?
Just basically letting people know that we're here, because a lot of people in the community, as I mentioned before, the pandemic had closed down. So just a lot of people don't know that we're reopened. So we've been on foot, you know, handing flyers, different businesses. We've been going door to door. We've been posting flyers, you know, on polls and things, just trying to bring awareness. You know, we're back open. The food is better. We have a lot of talented chefs here, and we're just bringing an opportunity, a bigger opportunity to Chester as far as, you know, hiring, good food, and as we all mentioned, just a good vibe here.
What are each of you most excited about?
I'm excited about the summer. I can't wait to see what the summer will bring. I'm just excited about our future here at Vittles and here in the community, and just what we're going to do here in the community, you know. And so, honestly, I'm excited about everything. I'm excited about everything. There you go.
I am excited about Saturday, February 5th. We are a team of Black chefs opening during Black History Month in a very Black and brown town. So for me, it's getting the community involved and doing what we love to do for people that need a little bit of love.
Definitely an influence. Definitely want to influence everybody. As we mentioned again, the children, just everybody who's trying to like learn a new skill set, get a job, eat some food, you know, just know who we are, know what we bring to the table, literally to the table. And yeah, just mainly the influence.
I'm excited that we get to continue our mission of bringing fair, equitable food into a neighborhood. And our mission is that we believe everyone deserves fresh food, no matter. It's just a human right. So I'm just excited to continue that, not just in Philly, but also bringing it to Chester.
And I mean, do you really want to, let's like push home this idea that Stephanie brought up. Like, I think it's important to say that you are a group of Black chefs opening during Black History Month. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, I think that was intentional. That's like, you know, we are very Black in our intentions and our efforts, the way we carry ourselves. So, you know, January was just a good month for us to just open things up, do new changes, and get things going. But February was kind of like the intention of opening up during Black History Month.
All right, that's important. And it's important for people to see that.
Yes, representation means a lot. So having Black chefs in a town that's predominantly Black and being able to show them like this is how we as chefs, Black people, do business, and also doing business as in hiring from your community, hiring those that's been formerly incarcerated, hiring those that are like, you know, high school dropouts, working with them to help get soft essential skills to be able to get back on track to get a GED or get back in high school. So we're very excited to be able to show the level of business that we're going to be doing in Chester.
Doing food that is familiar.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, all of you.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Kurt Evans, Malika Lee, Aziza Young, Stephanie Willis, and Gregory Heaton is not here. He's in New York, but the rest of the crew is here, and I believe he'll be joining you on your opening date. So Saturday, February 5th.
Pull up on us.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.